Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, here we are, midweek for a small episode. And I feel like we're late on a mini episode.
But just a little bit. I think we skipped a mini episode, actually. So
it's better late than never. Yeah. My name is Kyle. And with me, I've got Mr. Carrington.
Hey, hey, hey.
Carrington, what's going on?
Oh, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Sprinkle that awesome on top. And that's my life right now.
Awesome. Sounds great.
How's life with you, good sir?
It's snazzy, busy, you know. My gaming schedule has shifted from midweek to mostly work breaks while I'm at work and then weekends. Ooh. So,
oh, by the way, thank you for letting me stay at your house while you weren't there.
getting the listeners a little little personal details. No problem. This mini episode, just kind of wanted to talk about games that we've been playing recently, and a few other things on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, on my list, usually at work, I am still currently playing Zelda, Breath of the Wild, on my lunch breaks.
Beautiful
and
game.
Then, yeah, it still continues to amaze me, you know. And we're coming to the end of the year, so I need to finish it. And I picked up, I'm going to pronounce this wrong. I know it. Abzu?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it.
It's A-B-Z-U.
Yes, sir.
So, Abzu is so far a really cool, really beautiful game. Created by the same people that developed Journey and I think it's Flower.
Yeah. I remember those games back on the good old PS4.
Yeah. I'm not going to get too far into this. Just basically, it's an underwater game. You're a scuba diver and you swim with fish. And that's all that I know right now. And
as far as I know, I think there is some small story to it, isn't there?
Yeah, I still haven't gotten very far into it.
Okay.
Video games and swimming do not go hand in hand. Not like real life swimming, but swimming in video games.
I know what you mean.
Neither one go hand in hand.
I mean, you can swim with your Switch, but it won't last very long, if at all.
Oh, do you think that there is a waterproof Switch case?
I think one may exist.
We need to Google that. But yeah, so Abzu, I've been playing it. That's mainly it between Zelda and that. I've been playing a little Battlefront 2.
You sinner. How dare you go against the gamer code and play an EA game?
I know. I'm still playing through. I don't know. It's again, beautiful, gorgeous game, but it's, you know.
I have to agree, because after we talked about it in the last episode, I ended up going to a friend's house and playing it for about 5 hours straight. And yeah, I hate to say it, but I kind of love that game like a lot.
Yeah.
Battlefront 2 is actually pretty good. And I say that reluctantly, very reluctantly.
Lastly, I also want to mention, and I'm not going to go into detail about this either because we'll probably talk about it just a little bit on the next episode, Kid Trip released on the Switch. So, you know, I put some time into that. I'm going to put a little bit more time in it, but I'd like to talk about it just a little bit more with you on our upcoming episode releasing next week.
I have no problem with that because I have been playing that like crazy and I've played it more addicted to it now on the Switch than when we received it on the 3DS.
Yeah. So it's definitely a good port, and that's what I'm going to leave it at. But what have you been playing?
So,
what's going on in your life?
My life. So I've been pretty busy recently. I've got kind of a new girlfriend in my life, so I have not done too much gaming recently. But the games I have been playing when I do have time at the moment, I have been playing... what have I been playing? I have not been playing Destiny 2, but I don't know, man. I've actually been playing a little bit of Overwatch recently. I have been playing some Horizon Zero Dawn, some Uncharted 1, which is kind of going into our next topic about Black Friday, because if you guys listen to the show, I have always said I've never owned a Sony console in my life. And I picked one up during Black Friday because the deal was so good.
How dare you go against us?
I'm sorry. It was too good to be true.
They did. I remember they did have some really good deals for a PlayStation.
Yeah, I think I got a PlayStation 4 Slim 1 terabyte for $200.
1 terabyte. That's really impressive.
Yeah, and then I ended up getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games for under $100.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm gonna slowly surely start knocking them out. So I'm going through Horizon Zero Dawn right now, and I started Uncharted 1.
So you are gonna be set for the next 3 years,
basically. Yeah, I've also been playing a lot of Battlefront 2, a lot. Because that game is fantastic. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, as we were saying. But yeah, that's what I've been playing recently. Okay. Not too many indie games at the moment because all the big hitters are coming out right now, and gotta get my fix in.
Yeah, our time has been super consumed by those really giant games that have been releasing lately. But hopefully for either the next episode or the episode before that, one of the next episodes before the year ends, we will do some kind of top game countdown of 2017.
I agree. I've already got a list going of number one, and I'm working my way back, and I've already started. Actually, I've already started.
Awesome. Yeah, I still need to work on the list, but I have a few in mind that definitely made top games this year.
And are you just referring to indie games, or are you talking about just AAA and indie?
You know, there have been more memorable indie games this year than there have been AAA games.
I agree with that.
For me.
Because we're in that Facebook group, and when you look at the comments, I feel like a lot of people have been mentioning indie games as game of the year.
Yeah.
If it's not Persona 5, Breath of the Wild, it's some sort of indie game this year.
Yeah. So we'll have to do a mass, I just have to discuss with everyone else about what kind of countdown and we're going to do and the details on that. But talking about indie games, the guys that created Panzer Hearts, we discussed that maybe our first mini episode.
Yeah, it was back in like August.
It was a while back. We had received a message from them that there's a demo available. And look forward to trying that out and seeing what this game's about. If I remember correctly, it was kind of like a World War II dating sim.
Yeah, that's if I remember right, that's what it was about. And the message from the dev, he said the art style has changed quite a bit. So yeah. I am excited to dig in. We just received it over the weekend. Of course, I haven't had time to really look at it because it was a holiday weekend. So I wasn't even here at home. Yeah. I was out of town.
You're at my house.
I was at your house. Yes, right.
And I wasn't even home. Crashing my place.
Hey, what can I say?
Yeah. So, yeah, look forward to testing that out. Hopefully before we record our next episode and just kind of get an idea of what this game's about and what this dev is creating. And as far as our next episode, I think we're going to dive more into Abzu.
Yes, yes. And I'll Kid Trip. Play it. I haven't even started Abzu, but I'm curious.
From what I've heard, it's about a 2 to 3 hour game, so it shouldn't be too long to get through.
Gotcha, that's not too bad.
Kid Trip for the Switch, just discuss that a little bit more. And then I'd like to go more into detail about your experience with Horizon versus Breath of the Wild.
I would love to do that as I play more of Horizon. Because Breath of the Wild is it's a beautiful game. Like, it's beautiful from the opening scene to the last scene, no matter what you're doing, and everything in between. It's beautiful. But my biggest complaint with Breath of the Wild, it's a little bit light on story, and the voice acting is just okay.
Yeah.
So far, Horizon's story is intriguing enough to where I'm interested. The voice acting is really good so far. I really like the girl who plays Aloy. That's the main character. She does a really good job. Enough.
Yeah.
So far.
We'll dive into that. And hopefully, either if it's not this coming episode, the following one, we'll do a countdown of games of 2017.
Yeah.
And other than that, we have this little thing called merchandise.
What?
That you can pick up. I don't know what's all in Spreadshirt.
So we have shirts, we have sweaters, we have hoodies, we have jackets, we have a couple other smaller things like buttons, mugs, cups, drawstring bags, maybe a couple other things. I don't remember everything altogether.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of everything.
And
so you can go to the website, realdudespodcast.com
/store. Yep.
Yeah. And you can it'll link you to Spreadshirt. You can also pick up wristbands there as well. And I think that's it. Carrington, is there anything else you want to add to that?
No. I mean, we apologize for not letting you guys know about the merchandise store earlier, because I set that up back in probably August, I think. And we have not done much advertising, so I really do apologize about that.
It's all right. I've just gotten around to buying a shirt recently, too. So
I will say the hoodies are fantastic.
Awesome.
My dad's actually started wearing it to work. I gave one to my girlfriend. She started wearing one. So they're out there. They're in the wild.
That's awesome. That is awesome. All right. Well, we will be back in a few days to discuss some games.
Oh, yeah.
Peace out.
See ya.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off? All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.